Hi, is this Michael at MMA Legal?
Hi, Mike. It's Billy. You all right?
I've got
Michael Keown on the line. I did say that he did have ID and proof of
I
did actually have his details. I didn't actually update them, upload them, but I've just uploaded them now to you.
Okay, give me a second.
I deleted the no ID and no POA just a minute ago because I've uploaded it now.
Okay. Yeah, let's have a chat with them, yeah?
That's a popping through to you now, thank you.
Thank you, Billy.
Cheers.
Bye now. Hi, Mr. Keown, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Sober here. Every day is a good day.
I hope so, Michael. I hope so, sir. My name's Michael. Michael. We're probably...
If you feel talking to yourself, okay.
Yeah, I'm part of the investigation. Scouts and Scottish Minds. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal, Mike. It's my role to go up and gather the evidence for you to make sure that obviously we can substantiate your claim and get you the most out of this process. Do you have 7 minutes to have a chat with me, Mike, about your case?
Yeah, carry on. Yeah, no problem.
Explain on, Michael, all of our calls and recorders are training them on some purposes. It's not just my role, Michael, just to, write to the rights of social services. It's also to get to know you a little bit better, Mr. Keown, and try and understand, the trauma that you faced as a child, how that has had a lasting effect on you as an adult. With stuff lacking evidence, the rights of being diagnosed with anxiety, depression, PTSD, any sort of mental health problems, I can take back to, childhood trauma. Any sort of issues with alcohol or any substance issues, Mike. Again, I can take that back to childhood trauma. So just getting to know you a little bit better, and just see if I can build a bigger picture for you. When we submit to the Scottish Leaders, Michael, when they're deliberating on our case.
Yes, please.
Gives you the best chance. So I'm going to ask you some questions, Mike, and I apologise for, in advance. Have you ever suffered with any sort of...
Before we go any further, are you going to make your mind up? Are you going to call me Mike, or are you going to call me Mr. Keown?
What would you like me to call you?
Call me Mike, that's right. I've been called a lot worse.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Me too. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, sir. Made it a lot easier. Have you ever been diagnosed with any mental health issues, Mike?
Depression.
Okay. Do you seek medical attention for the depression, sir?
Sorry, I never caught that, Mike.
Have you spoken to your GP about your depression, Mike?
Yes, many moons ago. I saw him as soon as I got
it. Okay. Medication.
I used to get tablets for it, but I actually stopped taking them.
Okay, get that. Have you had any issues with any alcohol issues, Mike, or any substance?
No, never been a drinker. Never liked it, to be honest.
Okay. The last tough one I've got, Mike, I'm sorry for having to ask this one, buddy. Have you ever really tried to take your own life, Mike?
No.
Okay.
I've came close a couple of times, but I've never actually...
Okay.
The depression, you don't know what you're doing, to be honest.
No, of course. Oh, my book came close. Oh, multiple occasions.
So I'm lucky I've had good family from the hook at the time, so.
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Mike, is I'm going to take your GP details, if that's okay. I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to gather all of your medical records. Get as much evidence as I can. Obviously, we can then paint a picture of obviously you in care, and also you know because of what happened to you in care. So can I take your GP's details, please, mate?
It's the Cairns practice.
The Cairns, is it?
Yes.
K-I-R. K-A-A.
Sorry. It's just called the Cairns practice. C-A-I-R-N-S, I think it is.
Cairns practice.
It's Shettleston.
Shettleston Road, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
You know better than me. I can tell you that is.
Okay, go
ahead. Well done.
Ah, see, sure. I've got to get the address properly and I'm going to make sure that's right for you. Hey.
I mean, Cairns itself is long dead. But it's still called the Cairns practice. I don't know why.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. Let me just add the details.
I couldn't give you a precise doctor because every time you go, you get a different doctor to see anyway.
Pretty standard, that one, to be honest with you. Oh,
yes.
Shekel syndrome. Yes. 2-T-L-E-S-T-O-N. Road. Yes, Glasgow. Glasgow, and that is G. 82, 232, 7 Jensei, 7 Jensei, 10. How long have you been a patient of that practice? Right.
Honestly, I didn't tell you. Lots and lots of years.
40 years?
30 years plus.
Oh, wow.
Maybe even 40 years, but it's been a long time. Oh, it's a good song, it's been a long, long time.
Okay, buddy, what I'm going to do, Mike, is I'm going to write to your GP. I'm also going to write to the social services that were running the Rutherglen Nunnery Children's Home in Glasgow. When I get your information back, Mike, from your time in care, do you want me to share that information with you?
The lady asked me the last time and I was kind of slow them no. But no, I think it might be quite nice to have sort of a bit of background on the place.
Okay.
So it was me and my four brothers at the time, there was 5 of us.
Wow. Okay, so when I get your information back from your time in care, Mike, what I'll do is I'll send you copies of absolutely everything I receive. It's your story, so you know there's no need for me to you know hide anything from you. So I'll send you absolutely everything they send me. We'll go through that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure. We'll go through that together, Mike. You and I. We'll go make sure that you know you have all the evidence that you want. We'll go through your statement of your care setting and maybe you know having the paperwork in front of you may kick up some memories. So we'll go through all of your statements and make sure that you're happy with everything that's in your statements. We'll then add your medical records, obviously your evidence of depression, which we can obviously pin back to, you know, past trauma. We'll add that to your claim as well. And then we'll do what's called our final submission, Mike, to the Scottish Redress. What we've done so far, Mike, is we've just put them on notice, really, that we are going to claim. They've looked at your claim so far, and they've given an application number, so if, you know, that's something, if you know what I mean, Mike, if you didn't have a claim, they wouldn't give you an application number. It's just now my role to go out and gather the evidence for you. So once we do the final submission, might be then wait for what's called a panel date. So a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress will judge our case. It's a behind closed door panel, mate, so it's not like a children's panel you might be involved in. It's all done behind closed doors and there's no need for us to attend. We'll then get notified of hopefully getting you the recognition that you deserve and also an offer of financial compensation, mate. Is that okay, sir?
I would hold my breath.
You've got a chance, buddy. You wouldn't have given an application on this if you didn't think you had a chance.
I'm a great believer. Don't spend something that you don't have.
Definitely not. Me too.
Well, it's in your pocket or in your hand. Then you can go spend it.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that in the past, mate. The wife gives me back down to her pretty quickly.
Well, I've got a wife I like to spend before I've even got it.
Yeah, well, I'm the opposite.
I think we've all got one of them.
Yeah, but mine's the balance. Mine's the counterbalance. I'm the funder.
Does that keep telling her my money burns a hole in her pocket?
Yeah, mine burns one in mine. And it's their burns a hole in the side of my head when I'm trying to spend it.
If you're allowed.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't even see it. It goes into the joint account, like, and that's the end of it. So just to let you know, mate, this isn't an immediate turnaround. Your medical records are usually pretty quick, could take me anywhere up to 6 weeks. But obviously we're dealing with Glasgow City Council, and we know that obviously we're the biggest council in the north, and they're under a lot of pressure at the minute, so we're getting times back around about 10 months, just for the information from Glasgow City Council. But we are fighting for them, for the information, so just bear with us, but we will get the information back for you, mate.
So I've had arguments with them as well. I said, you're quick at picking up my rent. You're not so quick at doing my repairs.
Council, that's what he's doing. You're going to
let them. Well, that's it. That's the council for you. They want more money for doing less.
Yeah. Mike, just before we, do you have any questions for me first on that? And what I'm going to do for
you? No, fine. I'm quite happy what you're doing.
Okay, perfect. I need to go back one step with you, mate. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, we're about to embark on our biggest body of work, if you like. I need to make sure on this recorded call that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. It's a compliance call, really. And if you're still happy for me to continue, then obviously I'm glad you will. But I do need to run through these options with you. So just let you know, mate, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of the law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that is an option for you. Option two says there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, and they won't charge you any fees. The reason why they don't charge you any fees is because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government. As part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. But these law firms that don't charge, mate, they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, whether you win or lose that case. As a fellow law firm, I can't legally go into or explain to you what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, what they don't do or won't do for you, mate.
I just look at the fact they get paid either way. They're not going to burst a gut. Try to help you. That's the way I look at it.
So, I can't tell you what they do and what they don't do, but also I can tell you...
I'm quite happy what you're doing. I'm quite happy what you're doing.
Thank you. We don't participate in that scheme, mate. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government, and we don't want to be adding anything to the media. What we do is enter into a private fee agreement with yourself, under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which if you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. And so me and my team, to go out and gather as much evidence as we can, to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process. I face the talent.
Obviously, if you win, it's worth my while. And if you win, it's worth your while.
Yeah, the more you get, the more we get. That's the crux.
Yeah, that's the way the world works, of course.
Yeah. Our fees are capped. Mine's at 16%, inclusive of VAT. What that means is no matter how much work time and effort goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT, which nets you out, inclusive of VAT, at 19.2%. So you'll never pay us more than that. On the flip side, mate, the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, because you've been deemed to have gone through the care system, mental health problems, you're deemed classified as what's called a vulnerable client. We will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case, mate. So if we don't get you any compensation, you won't be paying us any money. And you can refer back to this record the call if you wish, because it's also in the paperwork that you've already signed.
That's fair enough.
Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, our end, mate. So they'll never come back and bite you in the backside, seriously. Is that okay, sir? Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm looking at the fact that people, have you ever tried to get blood out of stone?
Yeah, plenty of that.
But I'm the stone. Yeah, but this I've met a few times with people over here. I'm the stone.
Yeah, don't worry. Listen, I'm never ever come back.
No, I'm happy what you're doing. I'm more than happy what you're doing.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options and you start happy for me to continue, yeah?
Yeah, more than happy.
Excellent. You signed the conditional fee agreement with us, or the no-win, no-fee agreement with us on the 27th of March. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from that date, which runs out on the 10th of April. What that means is we won't start your case until after the 10th, in case you change your mind.
That's right.
Change your mind, and you know, you can walk away and get the agreement up and walk away from us. Or alternatively, Mike, if you're happy with us, as you're all saying, you have the right to wait for 14 day cooling off period and we can get started on your case straight away. But that's entirely up to you.
No, again, I'm happy with what you're doing.
You're happy for me to wait for 14 days first so we can start your case?
Yep. Carry on, I have no intentions of cancelling it.
Excellent. Mike, you have my number now. My name's Michael, obviously. Save my number for me. If you need me for anything, give me a call. I'll be in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks. Well, every 4 to 5 weeks, like, more likely. Either by email or with a phone call. And I'll be updating you.
Yeah.
And staying with you now until the very end. Right.
Lovely.
So, Casey, do you have any questions?
That's right, mate. I'm happy with it.
Not
at all. Thank you,
buddy. It's a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time, mate.
Hey, mate, thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye then. Bye-bye.